I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken and Lori Heisey.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey, and with me, Lori Heisey, my wife, my business partner, my everything. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're on today to talk about retirement again, and it's been kind of interesting as we go through this COVID-19 thing has swept across the U.S., you know, all the social distancing measures and the rigorous personal hygiene that we're all doing to help flatten out the curve. But just as important or as frequent as hand washing and the standing 6 feet apart from each other, as important as that's critical to the diligent maintenance of your own personal hygiene, what we want to talk about today is some things to help improve your financial hygiene. And we always want to know, do you have your sights set on retirement? Are you thinking about retirement coming up? It might be this year, might be several years from now. But what we want to do is talk about some important steps to take now to help you ensure that you're going to be on track to retire when that time comes, right?
Absolutely. And, it's certainly crazy times. And if anything, this coronavirus-fueled stock market correction has taught people, it's that, you know, you shouldn't let something outside of your control, like this virus or, you know, sadly, 9/11, impact your plans for retirement. And having those plans and staying on track, or if you're not on track, getting on track, hopefully that won't derail you, and these types of things, won't affect your ability to be able to retire.
Well, and not just the virus itself, but the way the market reacted to it, that's obviously been scary for a lot of people, because we had such a long bull market run and everything was going great. Next thing you know, wham, the market drops 30% in 22 days. And as a result, we're in the neighborhood of 40 million people unemployed now. 40 million people. Wow.
Yeah, and we haven't, that's just, I mean, we're not even at the end of it. You know, every day I can open up articles and read about large companies that are now either continuing to lay off or reducing salaries, the long-term effects, which is, you know, something Ken, you and I talk about all the time, is that, you know, we're only 60 days or I don't know, maybe 70 days. I don't know how many days we're into this, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. The long-term effects, no one can really know. And it's interesting because we were just talking, what, this morning or yesterday about the stock market and what's fueling it and why are we seeing, you know, the market go up. It's really kind of inexplicable because everything economically says that just doesn't even make sense.
Well, it's almost backwards. We get an unemployment report and it's bad news, but the market goes up because somebody thinks that the bad news was better than what it could have been. Bottom line is we've progressed along this way to 40 million people that are unemployed. This just doesn't fix itself overnight. And we've had a tremendous run back in the market from the bottom, which I find quite surprising that it's been that much. But I'm also fearful that we haven't seen the worst of this yet. I talk every day about really looking how to be more defensive in your planning, in your investments to make sure that, God forbid, if this thing takes another big downturn, the W, as people call it, you know, there's three recoveries, a V-shape, a U-shape, and a W. And the W means that there's one more big drop that could happen. I don't know. I don't have the crystal ball. But all I know is be prepared and be in a position to make sure that you'll have enough. And our number, just if you'd like to reach out, is 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400. And again, Warren Buffett talks about this. It's about when you have enough, don't risk not having enough. Or it's insane to risk what you have for what you don't need. And so we want to talk about some things that I think are really important as you go through to create and start thinking about this thing called retirement. And the first one is there's this kind of rule of thumb that I hear from people that come into the office quite a bit. And they talk about this concept of when you retire, there's this 70% rule. Okay, so when you retire, you really only need about 70% of your working income. And I kind of get a little bit where some of that's coming from, because you're not going to be paying for your Social Security tax anymore, and you're not going to be contributing to your 401k anymore. But those rule of thumbs are just meant for a rough idea. It's not meant to create your own personal plan.
Yeah, and so many of the families like you that we sit down and we talk with, really, we're finding that they're spending just as much in retirement. And it goes back to really, what is your vision for retirement? You know, if you're the kind that wants to do a lot of travel, maybe it's some exotic travel. I know, you know, you and I have plans. We want to do some bigger trips, as hopefully we stay well and we can afford, you know, to
hopefully we
health-wise.
This COVID thing so that we can travel again.
But I mean, some of you may be looking at, you know, I want to go to a cabin and I want to fish, or I want to hunt, or I just want to spend time with our grandkids. But the reality of it is that we are not finding that most families are spending less. I mean, let's face it. I don't want to spend less in retirement. I want my retirement to be what my life looks like now. And although we have grown children, we have grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I want to do things for our grandchildren just as we did for our kids.
And with them.
And with them. So, you know, that 70% rule kind of, yeah, it's a gauge, but that's not really, you know, a cookie cutter solution. We do have families that say, I'd like to only spend X and it's less.
And speaking of doing things with the family and the grandkids, we actually have our family trip coming up. And thankfully, things have been opening enough to where we can actually still do it. It's not the trip that was originally planned, but we haven't seen each other since the early part of February.
Yeah.
You know, many of you that have kids in town, you've been able to maybe connect with them. Our kids are up in Milwaukee and out in San Francisco, so the only thing we've had are Zoom meetings or FaceTime. We haven't been together, so we're so desperately looking forward to this.
We Zoomed with our kids last night, not to get off track here, but...
Oh, we're off track.
I said to the kids, I said, I'm tired of looking at you, each of you in little squares. I really want to see your face and touch you and hug you, so definitely ready for that.
Well, another one of these kind of offbeat rules is this 4% rule. And it's meant to be a guideline that it basically says, you know, if you draw 4% of your retirement assets, adjust it for a small inflation rate, that you should have a 90% success rate at a 30-year retirement. And, you know, while that may have been something back in the early 90s when it was created, I struggle with it today, especially if you're using traditional portfolio designs. And by that, I mean, maybe you have a portfolio of mutual funds, right? Your 401k. 401ks, for the vast majority, are all mutual funds. So you're going to have a fund of different stocks, and you're going to have funds that have bonds in them. And if you really think through the concept right now, stocks have been pretty volatile, right? I mean, we're seeing that bounce around. But on the bond side of things, the 10-year treasury has been floating somewhere between about 0.6% to 0.8% recently. That's 0.6 to 0.8%. That's the yield. And if you bought 10-year bonds right now, you're looking at a very low yield, and then interest rates are at zero. So if interest rates go up, you're going to have a capital loss potential on those bonds, which now means that you could actually get negative performance in your bonds. In a bond mutual fund, that's where it scares the daylights out of me as to what we're going to see for returns moving forward in bond mutual funds. Because so many of you, when you look at picking your funds, what do most people do? They look backwards, right?
Right.
They look at the last 10 years. What type of a return did it have, right? And if you look back, bond funds did rather well over the last 10 years because interest rates were still coming down, which meant bond prices were going up. And so now all of a sudden you're going to see the reverse. And I think a lot of people are going to be rather shocked in terms of what bonds are going to do for them when they thought that it was to provide stability, lower risk, and some form of safety.
Yeah. And so essentially what we're saying is that 4% rule doesn't really... It's not applicable in today's economic environment and really hasn't been for a long time. And, you know, what we're finding for families is there's that nagging question that just everyone feels as they get close to retiring. It's that, you know, incessant wonder that plays in the back of your mind. Do I really have enough?
Yeah,
or will
one.
This pile of money last as long as we need it? And, you know, you don't actually have to wonder about that. Did you know you can literally test and have that question answered once and for all? That's what we do. We give people those answers and help them make whatever adjustments are needed now so that they don't have to think about that later. And, you know, as you retire, as you get ready to retire, it's not... Many people are fixated on this magic number and this pot of money and... Do I have enough? Is it large enough to really,
right.
you know, that
right.
I can comfortably not outlive my money? It's math, right, Ken? It's well, math.
It is. And as a recovering engineer, that's my forte that I love to work with. And it's really understanding it's not about how big that pile is, right? It's about what you get to take home and spend on a monthly basis. So that means turning that pile into income, and not just turning it into income, because income gets taxed. So you have to turn it into net after tax income. So now you have to have a strategy to convert that pile into income cash flow. And then you now have to have a strategy on how to reduce the taxes so that more of that income is yours and less is going to the government. This is stuff that I know I'm weird. It's exciting to me. But for most of you, it's not exactly something that you truly enjoy. And that's why we're here. And that's why people reach out to us and ask us to help them do their retirement planning. If you're looking for that kind of help, the questions Lori was asking, right? Do you have that nagging question that everybody feels as they're getting to retirement? Do I have enough? Is this all going to work? That's what we're here to help you with. 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. We are doing in-office appointment meetings now, if you're comfortable with that. If you're not quite ready and you're not quite comfortable, we'll do virtual meetings over the internet. We have that all set up. You can even reach out on our calendar and schedule a 15-minute phone call with one of our advisors just to get started. So multiple ways that you can reach out to us, but the easiest is to give us a quick call. Our government has committed more than $6 trillion, including the $2.2 trillion stimulus, to arrest the economic downturn from this pandemic. How are we going to pay for this? Taxes. Many people like you may be making compromises in retirement planning, but it doesn't have to be that way. Let us help you create a strategy to position your retirement assets to benefit you, not the IRS. I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. Join Marty Ruby, author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan, for an informational tax webinar. Learn how to get your retirement savings plan aligned with today's tax and market realities, and plan for a retirement that benefits you, not the IRS. Go to HeiseAdvisoryGroup.com to find a time that works for you. Reserve your spot today.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Lori on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Again, Ken and Lori Heise. We are Heise Advisory Group right here in St. Louis. And our job is to help you manage your retirement plan, to help you convert from those working years. You've worked a lifetime. I mean, think about it. That's a long time, 30, 40 years. You've saved, you've scrimped, you've accumulated, you've done the best that you possibly can to get to where you are. And now that you're here, what's that next step? It's vastly different than the years where you were growing and accumulating your money. And there's a lot of things to be careful of. And that's what we talk about on the show here. It's what we help people do as they come into our office. And again, our number, 314-328-4400, if we can be of service. We talked about in the first segment a couple of these rules that kind of are floating around as people are wondering if they're going to have enough money. Talked about the issues with that 70% rule, living on 70% of your last income. Probably not the best kind of a concept. The 4% rule, it's a guideline. It's not a rule for really planning what you need to spend. We come back to square one. Square one is, what is your dream for retirement? Let's forget about all this math. Let's forget about all this finance. Let's forget about all that. What do you really picture your retirement to be? We talk about it amongst ourselves. We sit and we say, well, okay, if we had that perfect day in retirement, right?
Right.
Who would we be with?
Our kids.
And each other.
I'm with you every day, all day.
Okay. Right? And then where would we be? Maybe on a beach somewhere, a nice island location, whatever the case. Maybe it's up in the mountains. And what would you be doing? And so what we do is want you to think, and I encourage you to think about what your dream retirement is going to be and look like. From there, you need to figure out, how much does that cost?
You know, and you talk about this, and it comes to mind because so many of you don't think like that. You know, you're looking at it from a mathematical or just dollars. And are you really sitting down with your advisor and looking at and saying, look, this is what I want to do in retirement. I've spent 40 years working and it's helped me to plan. You know, so many of the advisors that we see, and not all of them, are just very methodical, going through the motions, you know, putting your dollars in the stock market. And are you really having these personal conversations? Because to me, retirement is just, it's a very personal thing. And when we sit down with you, we're not going to talk to you about what our other families are doing. We want to talk to you about you. What is it that is your passion? What is it you've been thinking about? You know, and life creeps up on us really quickly, and sometimes it's hard to imagine that you could be of that age, but you think back and you think, I haven't really ever thought of this, or I haven't talked with my advisor about this. The amount of aha moments that we truly have with our families that come in, and when we're done with that initial visit and they look at us and say, wow, that was just so eye-opening, or I hadn't thought of that, or nobody ever shared that with me. Why is that? Why are you not having these conversations? You should be. This is your life savings. This is your future, your retirement, not your advisors. And we really, really try to emphasize those things when we sit down with you.
And that's why we call the show Your Retirement Highway.
Right.
Not ours. Your Retirement Highway. And the key to that is it's got to be about you and helping you get a handle on what you want your lifestyle to be and what that lifestyle is going to cost. So many times I see this backwards. People are saying, here's what I have. What can we do? No. What do you want to do? Let's see how we can take what you have and make it happen. Because many of you that like to travel realize that you're not going to travel excessively for the entire retirement. You're going to do it for a number of years, and then, you know, we call them those go-go years, right?
Right.
And then you're going to either wear down and get maybe tired of the amount of travel, because you can only do so much and kind of get tired of doing it a lot. Or your health is going to change, or your spouse's or partner's health is going to change, and suddenly you're slowing down, and maybe you're not traveling as much, and if you're blessed enough to live long enough, you'll get into your no-go years where you're not traveling at all. So you start to build your income plan based around your lifestyle. What types of expenses as you go through life are going to start to diminish? If you have a mortgage, maybe at some point in time you'll have that paid off. And I say maybe because I've seen some people here this last week that just were refinancing and they're doing a 30-year mortgage. They know they're never going to pay it off.
Right.
But hey, they're refinancing at about 3.2%. That's cheap money, and it's great for their cash flow.
But and it goes back to that nagging question of and wondering, do you really have enough? Will this pile of money last as long as you need it? That depends. You know, if you ask yourself, if you're managing your own assets or if you have an advisor, you know, our answer to that is that depends. We need to look at your personal situation and evaluate and do that analysis and help you to come up with an income plan. It's shocking the number of families that we sit down with, and when we get done looking at it, they're like, oh my goodness, I could have done this 3 years ago or 5 years ago. And it's so eye-opening and so invigorating to our families that they thought they needed a certain number. How do you know what number you need if you don't even know what you're going to spend in retirement?
Well, and especially if you're going to retire before 65.
Right.
Because then you have to factor in healthcare costs, which almost everybody underestimates. the healthcare costs. You know, you've got your regular things like groceries, gas, you know, movies, and you know, other life's necessities. But then it's also time to look back at healthcare expenses, expenses that occur maybe quarterly or biannually or annually. Oftentimes those are missed when you start thinking of a monthly budget number. So really making sure that you're pulling those back in, making sure that if you're going to have your mortgage paid off that or already do, remember that's just principal and interest. Your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance continue on for as long as you have that property. So don't miss that, because I see a lot of times people just kind of have that lump together, that pity, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And when the mortgage ends, they think that's all going to go away, but it doesn't. So there are things that you have to be very cautious that you're bringing in, and then understanding the increased potential for healthcare costs as you go along in life as well. So really working on that budget worksheet of really understanding what those costs are to do the things you want to do. And especially, again, like I said, if you're retiring before 65, healthcare. Healthcare is such a big issue.
Well, and it's bound to with the amount of money that's been infused into this economy. At some point, we're going to have to pay for those dollars. And whether it's, you know, increased taxes, increase in Medicare costs, you know, increase in employers having to contribute, there's going to into Social Security, there's going to be so many elements going into this. But again, I want to just keep saying, is that pile of money enough? Will I be able to retire? And you don't have to wonder about that. Don't you want to know? Don't you want more than just, you know, an advisor or somebody to look at you and say, oh yeah, you've got enough, no problem. Well, how do you know unless you really test it? And that's what we do every day for you, for our families, and answering those questions to help you make whatever adjustments are needed now so that you can retire.
Well, and then you've got to throw in the wild card. The wild card is when your wife decides that it's time to remodel the kitchen, maybe remodel the bathrooms, or what we just went through, a whole house remodel. You know, are you factoring in those types of expenses? Because if all of a sudden you've been in the same house for 30 years and you decide you want to do a kitchen remodel, that can be rather expensive. And have you budgeted for that as part of your expense program? The other things that happen as you get past age 65 in Medicare is understanding the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage and some of those choices, but understanding dental care. Dental's not covered by Medicare. Okay, so you're going to have extra dental expenses.
Well, unless they're like your dad who said, you know, he really didn't care and that by the time he got older, it was no problem. He'd just eat soup and he didn't care if he had teeth. Yeah, so
yeah, right. That was always cute about dad. And dad was too cheap. He would never buy hearing aids because he'd have to pay for them out of his own pocket again, right? Because
no, it's because he would have to listen to your mom all day long.
Well, that's true too. Sorry, mom. But yeah, so you start looking at some of this stuff. Fidelity actually did an estimate that figured 15% of retirement income can go toward health care. That's a pretty significant part of the budget, and making sure that you've brought that all together and set up a cohesive, comprehensive plan. And part of that plan is taxes. And we have a series of webinars that are coming up talking about tax planning. I highly encourage you to go out to our website at heiseadvisorygroup.com, H-E-I-S-E, advisorygroup.com. Look for the upcoming webinars, a chance to get some exposure to some of the planning things that we talk about on the show on a regular
and
basis.
And tax planning now and in the future is absolutely paramount. Really encourage you to go out to our website. It's an awesome website, by the way, but and sign up for one of the webinars, not only educational, but it doesn't matter if you're not on, if you're happy with your advisor, that's great, but you don't know what you don't know. And what's wrong with getting educated and learning more? And go to the website, HEISEAdvisoryGroup.com. There's a webinar tab. You can click on that and register for any of our upcoming webinars.
So Lori mentioned earlier those questions that the most nagging one that everybody's worried about is, do I have enough? Will I have enough? Will I run out of money? And then secondly, am I positioned in the right places? That's a good question. And am I tax efficient? These are all the questions that we're here to help create solutions to, so that we can hopefully make those problems go away so that you can enjoy the dream that's called retirement. And if we can help you with that, give us a call. It's 314-328-4400. We can set up an in-office person-to-person meeting if you're ready for that. We can set up a virtual meeting on the internet if you're not quite ready to get face-to-face. We can set up 15-minute phone calls to get introduced to one of our advisors. We have a variety of different ways to get a relationship started. So take the time, pick up the phone, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week right here on Camo X.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and HEISE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. HEISE Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by HEISE Advisory Group. A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. This radio show is a paid placement.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori HEISE. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at HEISE Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.